Homeland star Mandy Patinkin teams up with swing left to create anti-Trump campaign videos. By David Ng on October 7, 2020. Actor and anti-Trump Twitter activist Mandy Patinkin has teamed up with the progressive group Swing Left to create a series of folksy campaign videos encouraging voters to cast their ballots for Joe Biden on November 3. The videos, which co-star his wife, actress Catherine Grody, urge people to support Biden while acknowledging that Biden may not be everybody's ideal candidate. The Homeland star posted the latest video on Tuesday, showing him and his wife humorously arguing about controlling their anger over the Trump administration. "You're addicted to the screaming," Grody tells her husband. "Trump has been bad. So we need to get him out," Patinkin says in the video. "I understand Biden might not be everybody's ideal candidate. But you know what, he is human and decent and kind," Grody says. Watch below. The video directs viewers to a site called The Last Weekends, which is run by Swing Left, the progressive, anti-Trump political group that is aiming to kick President Trump out of the White House in November and flip the Senate for Democrats. Swing Left, which was created following Trump's 2016 victory, has recruited notable Hollywood celebrities in the past to push its agenda, including Samuel L. Jackson, Kevin Bacon, Kyra Sedgwick, and Kerry Washington. Last week, Mandy Patinkin posted another video for Swing Left in which he and his wife provided a tutorial on phone banking to help us elect Democrats up and down the ballot on November 3. Watch below. In another video for Swing Left, the couple, along with their son, encouraged people to contact their friends to encourage them to vote Democrat in November. Watch below. Patinkin recently participated in a fundraiser for Democrats in North Carolina, hoping to help flip the Senate and turn NC blue. The actor filmed Showtime's Homeland in Charlotte, North Carolina. The actor also participated in a Princess Bride reunion fundraiser for Wisconsin Democrats, teaming up with Rob Reiner, Carrie Elwes, Robin Wright, and Wallace Shawn in an effort to flip the state in favor of Biden. The event raised $4.3 million for the Wisconsin Democrats. Mandy Patinkin recently posted a video in which he accused President Trump of engaging in bestial behavior and bestiality during the first presidential debate. "This is not a debate. It was a clusterfuck of one man's impropriety, bestial behavior, inability to listen, to give any decency to another human being's questions or answers from the opponent," the actor said. Watch below. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.